I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Ahead this evening, if you think you know what your infant is thinking, think again. And Chris Cetullo shares his hopes for the future of newsrooms. Many parents insist that their precocious infants can understand what they're saying even before they can speak. Turns out they might just be right. New research on the language comprehension of 6 to 9 month olds at the University of Pennsylvania suggests that infants can understand simple words even before making word-like sounds. WHYY behavioral health reporter Mike and Scott spoke with the study's authors. Penn Associate Psychology Professor Dan Swingley and fourth-year PhD student Elika Bergelson.
What did we think about infants' language cognition before this study? How did we think about how infants understand what we say?
Well, we knew quite a lot about the fact that infants are learning a great deal in the first year. But most of what they appeared to be learning had to do with the sound structure of their language. So we know that infants learn the consonants and vowels of the language that they're hearing around them. But it was thought that for the most part, infants don't know what words mean until sometime between 10 and 13 months, which is around the time they start saying their first words.
And why did you want to challenge that assumption? What got you interested in this?
Well, it seemed like either people had tried to find evidence of it earlier and failed to find any, or maybe people hadn't looked very carefully at just the right kinds of words in just the right kind of way, which we were able to do given sort of the eye-tracking technology and the way we went about it.
Talk about how you studied what infants actually understand.
So what we did in this experiment is we had babies sitting in their parents' lap looking at a computer screen that had a special eye tracker on it that monitored where the child was looking, and the parent would say a sentence like, "Look at the apple," and there would be a picture on the screen of an apple and something else, and we would see where babies looked. So after the parents would say, "Look at the X," they would look at the X a little bit more.
So much so that you were convinced that they actually understood?
Yes. So it was very consistent across all of the babies and across all of these words. They looked at it a little bit more after their mother named it.
So what do you think about how much infants at this age understand? What can they understand?
Well, we don't know much about the range of different kinds of words they can understand. Most people would guess that they learn first things like proper names, words like mommy and daddy. In fact, there was some evidence showing that six-month-olds will look at their mother if you say mommy and their father if you say daddy. Proper names are probably relatively easy because the thing they refer to is an individual. That was part of the reason why we wanted to study common nouns, which refer to categories. That makes the learning problem harder because different instances of a word like apple or hand might look different from one another and might turn up in different contexts. So it seems likely that these kinds of words are also learned relatively early. We're working now on evaluating whether infants also learn words that are a bit more abstract, things like uh-oh or hi or wet or hug, things like that.
If experts previously assumed that infants at this age could not understand these words and you found that they do, what have you been hearing from your colleagues?
So I think some people are delighted and think that this is great and fascinating. I think in a theoretical sense, it's going to lead people to think more about which things are happening when in language development. So we've known that they do a lot with the sound structure of the language early on, but if they're actually working on meaning fairly early on, that's going to change our whole theories about what's happening when, what's happening in parallel, what's happening serially, that sort of thing.
So what are the takeaway points for parents from this research? There is a million-dollar industry aimed at increasing language in children, infants, and learning and all of those things. And many parents are very anxious about what can I do to make sure that my child is doing X.
Well, I think these results present a great message for parents. And what could be better than knowing that your baby understands a little bit about what you're saying? I think that we've always believed that infants could benefit from speech and learning about sound and so on. But the fact that they understand some words, for one thing, it makes them much more interesting to talk to. It doesn't have to be like a homework assignment that you do to develop your baby's language. You can actually communicate. Now, they're not going to talk back because they understand some of what you're saying before they even babble. But you can relate to your child using language. And probably the best way to do it is to treat your child as a human being. Treat them as a person. This isn't complicated. All you need to do is interact with them like you would interact with another person. talk about what they're interested in, talk about what they're paying attention to, and they'll understand it.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was WHYY's Mike and Scott speaking with Penn psychology researchers Dan Swingley and Elika Bergelson. 43 degrees, clear skies on Independence Mall. It's 6:18. You're listening to Newsworks Tonight on WHYY. This evening's forecast, clear skies, low 28 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny. There's a slim chance of late day showers, high 50. And for Wednesday, enjoy a mix of sun and clouds, high near 60 degrees. Still ahead, we'll explore what NASA budget cuts mean for the agency's Mars program.